AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris says, if elected, she will crack down on price gouging, part of her economic plan to help the middle class.
My administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
Harris was in North Carolina. Her plan focuses more on lowering the cost of living compared to the Biden administration's plans. In Wisconsin, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Donald Trump is more relatable than Kamala Harris.
I'd much rather have a political candidate who I disagreed with 25% of the time, but was a real human being and was willing to speak off the cuff, than to have somebody like Kamala Harris who hides behind a teleprompter and doesn't speak to the American people directly unless she's got a script in front of her telling her exactly what to say.
Vance says he doesn't feel Trump needs to pivot away from making personal criticisms of political opponents. In Ocala, Florida, an all-white jury found a white woman, Susan Lawrence, guilty of manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a black neighbor, A.J. Owens. Deliberations lasted about 2.5 hours. There were tensions between the neighbors. The 60-year-old Lawrence faces up to 30 years in prison. Owens' mother spoke to reporters.
My heart is a little lighter, and we're now on the path of true healing.
Lawrence claimed self-defense when she fired a single shot with a handgun through her front door in 2023, killing Owens. Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks wrapped up after 2 days of negotiations. President Biden says they are close. Talks will continue next week. The coronavirus hasn't gone away, and data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggest it's on the upswing around the country. Factors in the seasonal increase could be increased travel, people staying indoors to avoid summer heat, and the virus's continued evolution. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. Analysts say Democrat optimism over the Kamala Harris campaign has helped push consumer sentiment higher.
The findings are from the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index. It edged up to 67.8. That's about 1.5 points higher than the month of July. The survey finds 41% of consumers consider Democrat Kamala Harris the better candidate for the economy versus 38% who chose Republican nominee Donald Trump. Before President Biden dropped out of the race, Trump held the edge. Overall, Americans' expectations for the future rose, but their assessment of current economic conditions sank slightly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Delta Airlines says it is reviewing how a man who allegedly followed a family around the terminal at Washington's Dulles Airport then boarded the family's plane earlier this month without a ticket. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.